It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
And I'm Rick Pluta.
And Rick, we're now 3 days out from the primary, where there was, of course, lots of talk about the Republican Senate primary and the various U.S. congressional races. So today, I think it's only appropriate that we give state lawmakers a little, you know, a little love, a little attention.
Right. You know, in about two-thirds of these local races, the primary pretty much determines the winner in November. The way the lines are drawn, most districts are decidedly Republican or Democratic. And so the primary settles the question 3 months before the general election.
So there's just about a third then of these races left, races that are fought between a Republican and a Democrat, where incumbency, the strength of national and statewide tickets and fights over policy, you know, issues.
Issues.
And control of the state house is in play this year.
Exactly. In 2010, largely on the strength of a surge nationwide for Republicans, the GOP took a commanding majority, 64-46, in the state house.
And so the big question over the next few months, I guess, will be, can the D's take back the House?
They've got some heavy lifting. Out of 110 seats, they need to turn at least 10 of them to win back control. That's a lot. But we have seen dramatic swings in recent House elections. So the Democrats see this as tough but doable.
So let's take a look then at a few of these races. We've picked a handful of some of the more interesting ones.
In the thumb, Zoe, I will submit to you that Democrats lost the Republican primary.
Explain.
The incumbent Republican, Kurt Damrose, run into some problems. We don't have time to detail them here, but he had become such a liability that his local Republican Party kicked him out. Out.
Ouch.
Yes. Former Democratic Representative Terry Brown was looking for a rematch, but he won't have as easy a time against Dan Grimshaw. In Grand Rapids, I would say Democrats won the Republican primary when the badly damaged Roy Schmidt barely won renomination over a write-in opponent, but only on the strength of absentee ballots cast before the scandal over how he switched parties and tried to rig his own re-election by recruiting a fake Democrat broke into the news.
Yeah, it was really interesting timing. And now in that district, Winnie Brinks is on the Democratic side of the ballot.
And Schmidt's name is toxic. Candidates typically love high name identification, but not this kind.
And speaking of Schmidt, you know, it makes you wonder how much of a campaign issue will Democrats make of the scandal? You know, it involved one of the most powerful Republicans in the state, a Republican House Speaker Jace Bulger.
Democrats would love to make a statewide issue out of the Republican leadership. There's the vagina controversy, among other things, now this. And Jace Bulger was one of the architects of the ballot scheme. He is probably safe in his 56% Republican seat, but his numbers did suffer in this primary compared to 2 years ago, and Democrats now expect to spend some money on that race. But the bigger question, I think, is whether the Schmidt-Bulger scandal has become a problem for other Republicans.
Right.
I asked Bulger at a Wednesday morning Republican unity event whether he has become a liability to his party.
Rick, I really can't understand why people don't like talking to you with questions like that.
Have you become a liability?
I have been in 8 different districts since this issue broke, and in each district I have not been asked once by a voter about the issue. What I've been asked, and the voters have been concerned about, are jobs. They've been concerned about their future. They've been concerned about debt that is being piled upon their kids and their grandkids.
So Bulger says he's no liability, but Democrats will still try to hang the Schmidt scandal on every GOP incumbent. They'll ask, or try to get voters to ask, if they support Bulger as speaker or if they think he should be replaced. Will that turn a race? Doubtful, but it can be used as a pylon, a symbol or an example of how Republicans have used their dominance in Lansing and then turn the conversation to their top wedge issues of the pension tax and cuts to schools.
Right. But surely Republicans don't seem to sort of be willing to take any of this lying down. They've taken aim at Kate Siegel, the top Democrat in the House who's seeking re-election. Now, she has aspirations to be speaker, take over Jace Bulger's job if the Democrats can take control.
And Zoe, get this. Bulger and Siegel, their districts are right next door to each other, and they have a rivalry that dates back to when they were both on the Calhoun County Commission.
Frenemies, we like disliking one another.
Rick Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.